This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Matt Karakoudis, the new boys basketball coach at Beverly High School. And Matt, congratulations on the new position, and welcome.
Well, thanks a lot, Bill. You know, I'm very excited about the new opportunity and the new chapter of my coaching career.
Yeah. Well, you most recently were at Pope John. I know you went to the North title in 2016, but I guess maybe give our listeners a little bit of background on your coaching background, having played at St. Mary's and then played at Salem State.
Yeah, I graduated in 2002 from St. Mary's, and we had a nice run there. We won back-to-back state titles my junior and senior year, and I had some nice accolades there. Two-time All-Star, MVP of the conference my senior year, and then I moved on and played 4 years at Salem State College. And then right after that, I got right into my coaching career.
Yeah,
I shot over to St. Mary's, my alma mater, and I started out as the head coach of the freshman team. I stayed there for 4 years in that role. Then I moved on to Peabody High School as the head JV coach. And after 2 years there, I moved on to Pope John, where I just finished my fourth season. When I first arrived over in Pope John, I took over a program that had zero returning starters. It was kind of in shambles, and we had a rough first year over there. You know, we started out 3-17 my first year, and then we had a nice building process. You know, we had some good kids over there. A couple transfers came in, and things just went from there, and we built a nice foundation. We had three solid seasons in a row. We went, after going 3-17, we went 17-5, and then we moved on to 20-3, and then just finished another 15-win season. And in those three consecutive years, we went to the semifinals, the North Finals, and then the semifinals again.
Yeah.
So we had a nice run over there in the 4 years I was there.
Wait, when you were playing at Salem State, who was your coach there with the Salem State?
Brian Meehan was the coach who recruited me there. He was the coach my freshman year. He's now the head coach at Brandeis University. And then we had a couple other guys come in and go. Chris Harvey's over there now. And I also played under Sean Daugherty, who was a head assistant at Quinnipiac after he left Salem State.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Now, if you were to say, you know, Matt, if I were to ask you who are your kind of coaching influences, who might you pull out of the hat and say, yeah, these guys are influential in the way I coach and my style and so on?
Oh, definitely. I could tell you right now, when I was a young kid, my connection to Beverly is my father was an assistant coach under Tommy Donovan in the late 90s, and my first taste of high school basketball was being the kid in the gym, going to all the practices and the games and, you know, just running around the gym like a maniac and being around Coach Donovan. I bounce a lot of stuff off of Coach Donovan, and that's going to help me out a lot in Beverly. And definitely in high school at St. Mary's, I played for Coach Mike O'Brien. You know, he may be the best high school coach in Massachusetts in the game of basketball. You know, he's done it all. And I also, at St. Mary's, got to learn under Coach Kevin Moran for a while, and that was tremendous help. You know, so those are some serious coaches right there, in my opinion, in the high school level. And the college level, I think Brian Meehan, in my opinion, is the best coach I've ever been around, you know, in any level. He really taught me how to be poised on the sideline and controlled no matter what was going on in the game. And that's something I really tried to take from him.
And I would imagine, too, Matt, that moving from being even being a JV coach, you're a bench coach, you're on the bench, you're making decisions and so on, but getting that varsity experience, is there's nothing quite like that for sure.
Oh, it definitely. You know, when you're an assistant and stuff like that, you only deal with so much. You're really only dealing with the game of basketball. But once you're the head guy, there's so many other things you have to deal with that you don't really think about until you are the head guy, such as dealing with the parents and dealing with the administration, dealing with all the conflicts and issues that come about. And then it ends up that basketball is really the last thing kind of on your mind once the game rolls around. So that head coaching experience and running a program is huge.
No, I understand that, and a lot of folks probably don't understand that, but that's the reality of how it works. Well, talk about the journey that brings you kind of back to Beverly, if you will, in this regard.
when I saw the job opening at Beverly, I knew right away it was a no-brainer that I was going to apply, put all my effort into getting that job. I love the community. I have family that lives in Beverly. I'm in Beverly a lot with them. Couple of young nieces over there that are just starting their way up through the public school system, and I've heard nothing but good things. They have excellent facilities. They have an excellent administration over there. I knew I'd have the chance to work under Dan Keefe, who's the athletic director over there. You know, he's very well respected. New principal over there who's been in the Beverly school systems for a while. And to know you have an administration that's really going to back you as an athletic coach, it makes a big difference. And my style of coaching is certainly a hard-nosed approach to the game. And I know Beverly breeds hard-nosed, tough kids, so I knew we would mesh well. I know you mentioned earlier you're asking about, like, coaching influences. Another big coach that really, really influenced me from a young age was Coach Jim Silvio, who's coached at numerous places, Salem, Malden Catholic, Bishop Fenwick. You know, he's bounced around, and he is one of the hardest-nosed coaches around, and I certainly have taken that from Coach Silvio. And if I could have played for any coach that I never got a chance to, it would absolutely be Jim Silvio. And that's exactly the type of kid that they breed in Beverly. You know, they're really hard-nosed, and I really like that attitude.
Have you had a chance to meet with the team at all? I know this all happened very quickly, but have you had a chance to meet with possible potential team members?
I haven't met with them in person. I'll be doing that tomorrow night in Medford at the first summer league game. But I have had the opportunity to talk to some of them on the phone and via text message. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow night, really get a grasp of the whole team.
Hey, how has texting changed coaching? I bet it has, hasn't it?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, for good and worse, because, you know, it makes it a lot easier for kids to tell you they're not coming to practice when they can just shoot you a text, you know, and they don't have to talk to you in person or call you over the phone. But, I mean, it's the new age. You know, it's a lot easier to communicate with players. You can send out group texts, you know, and everybody gets the message right away instead of the old days having to call 12 to 15 kids and playing phone tag all day. So it's certainly changed things a bit.
Gone is the old phone chain. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yep.
Matt, anything else you want to share with us as kind of a final question, kind of an open-ending opportunity for you to share anything at all that I really haven't asked you about that you think might be important about the job?
Just my level of excitement and the level of hard work that I'm looking forward to bringing to the Beverly community. I'm just really, really excited. And I'd like to thank Dan Keefe and Principal Taylor for putting their faith in me and offering me the job, because I knew there was a lot of tough candidates, you know, applying for that job. And it certainly means the world to me that they put their faith in me. And I'm just going to go out there, my staff and I, and we're going to do the best job we can.
Oh, by the way, have you figured out your coaching staff?
I do. I have an assistant coach who's been with me since I started my first year at St. Mary's. His name is Jeff Downey. He graduated from St. Mary's and Salem State with me. He won a couple titles at St. Mary's with me, and he's been with me the last 10 years, going on 11 years. Unbelievable guy, very knowledgeable, and I'm very lucky to have him for all these years. And then we'll be bringing over Adam Russo, who will be the JV coach. He came to me last year at Pope John. It was his first year. He came from Bishop Fenwick. He had the same role there. And I'm in search of right now for a freshman coach and possibly a volunteer varsity assistant.
Gotcha. All right. Well, you know, Tom Donovan still hangs around over there, you know.
I was at Coach Donovan's house this morning talking to him. I know Coach Donovan extremely well, and he couldn't be more excited for me. And I'm excited to be able to share this opportunity with Coach Donovan and just really talk about everything. You know, I mean, he has his finger on the pulse of Beverly, that is for sure. So he'll be a tremendous help.
No, I'm sure he does. All right, Matt, hold on the line with me if you could. But that's Matt Karakoudis. He was the new boys varsity basketball coach at Beverly High School. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Bill. I appreciate it.
And I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports.